What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Welcome to Self-Helpless, everybody. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And this is it.
It sure is,
We Delaney. Are here, we are back, and we're doing it.
Not even a bit. You really just can't do it anymore.
You know, it's a weird thing. It's like my mind goes blank.
Really?
Yeah. When I do this intro, for some reason, it just goes,
really?
Pew! Where am I? What's going on?
We love
it. I see the fear in your eyes.
Yeah, it's like, and we're sitting in my kitchen. I should feel totally at home and comfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Vacancy sign goes on.
Yeah. Like,
she's gone.
Yeah.
Oh. We've lost her.
When Taylor and I are like, Delaney, you want to do it? We both just like slowly and like grab some popcorn. Like, okay.
Maybe it's because I'm not expecting it, because it's always like, I just kind of expect you guys to do it. And then right before we do it, it's like, Delaney, how about you go? I'm like, oh, it's my turn now. Oh, I should have mentally prepared about this 3 days ago. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Love it.
You guys, I'm really excited to introduce our sponsor for the whole month of November. This company is incredible. I found them on a BuzzFeed article and read about them and completely fell in love. It's a company called Hand in Hand. They're a personal care brand. They sell lotions and soaps and just beautiful products. And for every bar of soap they sell, they donate a bar of soap and an entire month of clean water to a child in need in Haiti.
Oh my God,
it's
amazing.
They're angels. Yeah. And I can't be more in love with them. They've donated over 970,000 bars of soap since 2011, and they've built and repaired wells, like four different wells that each supply thousands of families with daily clean drinking water. It's
so
like
cool.
It's unreal. I know. I'm so excited they're with us. So let's make it happen for them. Let's reach their million bar goal. They're trying to reach their millionth bar donated by the end of the year. And I want Self-Helpless to try to make it happen.
Yeah.
So go be the person. Go to handinhandsoap.com. All of their products are listed there. They're fantastic. They don't use any palm oil. They're vegan. They're cruelty-free. If you know what palm oil
is. Like, especially the more I learn about it, being into cosmetics and all that stuff, lotion is one of the biggest things because we put it all over our body.
Right.
Skin is the biggest organ, and then it just absorbs it. So most of us are buying things like Jergens, whatever. And one of the first ingredients in that is mineral oil, which is just a byproduct of gasoline. It's like the cheapest thing to make. It's awful. It's not stuff that you should put on your skin at all. So I pay a lot more attention now with lotions. So this is so cool that they vow to be like, none of that shit. Yeah.
None of that shit. They are environmentally friendly badasses. Like the palm oil industry is one of the most harmful ones for the environment as far as rainforests and animals and everything. They don't do any of that.
that. It's fantastic. I've been using their ultimate skin essential set, which you can buy online. It's basically, it's a soap and then it's a scrub that I've been using on my rough patches. Sounds a little dirty, but you know.
I'm a rough
been,
stuff.
Been using it on my arms and my ankles and my heels and everything. Ooh. It's a sugar scrub. And then
essential armadillo.
I am. And then I get out of the shower and I put the lotion on. I've been calling it my finishing lotion.
Boy.
Just for that
polishing cream.
Is her boyfriend
polishes your skin. And yeah, I buy all the products for me and Cam, all of our soaps and lotions and everything, and he just uses anything I buy without asking many questions. Even Cam was like, "Ooh, what's this stuff? This feels like really good and smells good." I'm like, it's hand in hand, it's our sponsor, no big deal. So they're fantastic. You can get that whole set that I've been using for $38 on their website. It is the perfect holiday gift.
Oh, yeah.
I get lotions and sprays and soaps for people in my family and friends every single year. So I'm definitely going to be buying hand-in-hand products for all my stocking stuffers and my like bigger gifts, too.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's the easiest thing to get people.
It is.
Just especially like women in your family, all those like extra like aunts.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen you in 9 months. And now I have to get you a gift. You know, that
exactly.
kind of thing. These are so, and they're so cute. I like
they're
the little
so
coral
cute.
Sugar straw.
Oh, they're adorable. Yeah, like you can't get everybody like a personal hand graved, I don't know, like what do you call like a cup, you know, like have you ever seen those like those engraved like things remembered stores where you
you
can't do that for everybody. This is a nice way, like, hey, I'm gonna buy this for you anyway, and it's a company that's saving lives.
Exactly. You get like the best of both worlds of that thing where some people like donate their birthdays to like, you know, homeless kids in Fiji or whatever.
Yeah,
right. Just like the thing where they're like, don't wish me happy birthday on Facebook, just donate.
Right.
Like, now you get to donate and they still get a gift.
Yeah,
it's kind of
cool.
A bummer to be like, okay, well, it's cool that you donated, but I would still like some
something.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've given us our own discount code. You get 15% off if you use the code HELPLESS, all caps, HELPLESS, HELPLESS. And that ends on November 30th at 11:59 p.m. So it's
get
a limited time only.
Yes.
Buy it now. Do it.
Yes.
Thank you, Hand in Hand. We love you.
Yes. Handinhandsoap.com. Go use that code. And then we have so many cool things to talk about this episode. This is our self-helpless live episode because the last like 35 minutes of this is going to cut to us at the Hollywood Improv where we did our first live show. It was very exciting.
So exciting.
We love you all so much. The people who came out, we pretty much packed out the lab.
Yeah, on a Monday night, I was surprised.
After Halloween weekend?
Yeah. It was
Halloween
great.
Was on Tuesday, so it was like everyone celebrated Saturday night. And we were like, oh no.
Yeah, it was a bad sandwich to be in the middle.
Real
of,
bad
like,
sandwich.
It was such a nice surprise.
Yeah. So
really cool.
We recorded the live episode there, and so that's what we're going to be sharing with you guys at the end of it. But we wanted to talk about other stuff and catch up with you guys before we actually get into that.
We also did stand-up on the first half. The first half of the show was all of us doing stand-up with the lovely Jordan Pease hosting.
And
we don't have that on this episode because if you want to see us do stand-up, you got to get your butt to a show.
That's
right.
In person.
We need
sorry,
your support.
I'm sorry, but yeah, no, you get to see us do stand-up if you come to a live show, which our next one is November 28th. Same place, Hollywood Improv Lab.
Yeah,
7:30. We're excited.
Mark those calendars. We also, this is something we didn't plug last time. We have a free guest list for that show now. Yay!
Woo!
So please let us know. Yes,
send
us.
Adam.
You can email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. You can contact each of us individually on our social media. But if you want to come, let us know. We'll put you on a free guest list.
Absolutely.
Yep. So also please subscribe as always to Self Helpless on iTunes if you aren't already, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We have a great one this week, and we're gonna send this person a t-shirt as we've been doing now for free. We've been doing a little raffle every week because we're getting so many great reviews that we feel like bad just picking one, but this is how we're gonna do it. We're just gonna keep having a raffle every week for these great reviews and give you guys a shirt. So Katie DeYo That's like the coolest sounding name. That's so gangster.
Yo.
She says, I'm not really a podcast or comedy person, but this podcast is freaking gold and y'all are hilarious. I love how relatable it is. As a millennial, somewhat basic chick myself, I totally dig the brutal honesty and the fact that you guys pretty much acknowledge the basicness. Laugh at it, make fun of it, accept it, and embrace it all at once. 10,000 plus eye rolls at myself later, and I'm feng shuiing my room. Oh, yeah, girl. Going paleo and telling my girlfriend, this is how we live now. Thanks for bringing some laughs and cool stories to my work days and commutes. Yeah, Katie, you Hell are yeah. a boss ass bitch, and we love you. Thank you for leaving that cool review. Please email us again, selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us which shirt you want. I'm guessing maybe you want a This Is How We Live Now shirt because you threw that quote in, which
I would assume.
So cool. So send us your address, your shirt size and which one you want, and we will send it to you. If you guys want to buy one of our shirts, selfhelplesspodcast.com, and it's $25 and we'll ship it for free. So yeah, cool. That is that. Do we want to do our individual socials and then do our advice questions?
Yeah, well, I have a quote.
Let's get in.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we have so many.
We have so many things to get
checklist.
Look at this. Yeah, it's individual socials. I'm at ttomcomedy.com for live dates. When does this come out?
Monday the 6th.
The 6th. Okay, so this weekend I'm at the Columbus Funny Bone in Ohio. I know we have a couple listeners that are already coming because they emailed us specifically. Sweet. Like, are any of you going to be at this specific club? And I was like, as a matter of fact. So I believe that's the 10th and 11th, so please come to that. That is this weekend. And T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter.
Oh, Delaney Fisher. Across the board, DelaneyFisher.com, at Delaney Fisher, Dicks by Delaney on Etsy. And I won't even tell you what that is. You'll have to go,
you have to go look yourself. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, KelseyCook.com for live tour dates. I am in New York this whole week. If you go to my website, you will see all of the local spots I'm doing. I'm at the Comedy Cellar, at the Stand. And then I'm opening for Jim Norton at Town Hall on Saturday the 11th. So if you're in New York, that is going to be like the coolest show to go see. I'm so excited. So yeah, that's where I will be this week, is in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have a quotable.
Yay, quotable. Because I feel like we haven't done quotables for so long.
I know. Doesn't it feel like that? Okay, I love quotables. And don't you get that feedback most of the time that people are like, I love quotables. Like, that's the most suggestions we get.
Such a fun snack.
People really love quotables.
It is. It's a fun little snack.
It's a little appetizer before we get to the main course.
A little appetizer.
Little nachos for you.
A little fried
jalapeno papa.
Look at us knowing appetizers. So this is...
Bunch of real basic Applebee's dishes.
Those were all TGI Fridays appetizers. Yeah. We are not classy ladies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is one that I saw on Instagram. I feel like I've done this a couple times and it's so basic, but I've seen it on Instagram. It was unknown and I tried to Google it to find out who said it, and it's like...
By everybody?
It's like unknown. I can't find it.
Oh, okay.
I saw a bunch of blogs and stuff, and it's just people saying, I saw that. I'm like, who said this?
Nobody
made
knows.
Me feel this.
Show yourself. Who are you?
If you said this quote, please email us at selfhelplesspodcast.com. Okay. So the quote is, you are not required to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm.
Ooh. Wow. That is a fucking quote.
I know. Show yourself.
Yeah, dude, we really should find that person.
Like Gandalf with a lantern. Show yourself.
Oh my God.
Phantom speaker.
Can you just say it one more time?
I'm going to say it one more time because I love to say it. You are not required to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm.
Dude, that's like the ultimate people pleaser quote, where you are just so over the board people pleaser that you just exhaust yourself till there's nothing left for you. Like, God. Like when you get so busy to the point where you're not taking care of yourself,
you're burning
at both ends, like not eating or sleeping well or exercising. It's awful.
Oh yeah. And just, I mean, on another level, and I feel like without getting into too much detail on either of our situations, because they are very different, but Kelsey and I both had a week or two of you know, just having, just needing to, just need to be okay. Other people were going to get cold.
Yeah.
Based on our decisions that we made, where like, I think we both really struggled with, again, very different situations where it was like, oh man, like I'm really worried about hurting this person's feelings, that I, you know, like or respect or whatever. And you're just, you can't live your life hoping other people are okay. Like you gotta,
take care of yourself.
Yeah. You gotta take care of yourself, which is so hard for people like us, I think, who want to, you know, be liked and not hurt anybody. Cause that sucks so hard.
Yeah. But not burn any bridges.
Yes.
Totally.
But if it's burning a bridge or you're burning yourself, that's, you know, when you got to make a choice, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd been feeling like a real crispy bitch for a while. I'd crisped up quite nicely and it felt terrible. So I, goddamn, I think that quote also goes so well with like the boundaries talk. We've talked a lot about boundaries on the podcast and knowing when to draw that line of like, okay, am I giving everything? We talk about it with relationships, where somebody's just zapping your energy. They're sucking it and you're not taking care of yourself and getting burnt out.
Yeah. No, I'm getting to the point where I just want to do things that I enjoy and be around people I enjoy.
Yeah.
And if I don't really enjoy it, I'm probably not coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home. So I just like, I don't know. I'm just at that point. I'm like, I'm trying really hard not to care what people think.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's like, that's how I can take care of myself.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you see why so many successful people are so cutthroat. Cause they're just like,
they have to be.
Yeah. They have to be at a certain point. Like there's not enough hours in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Some are just assholes, but some are just
assholes for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you can see how it would be easy to become an asshole.
Right.
Totally.
Just because it's much easier than like, you know, whack-a-moling everyone else's feelings.
Absolutely.
Back into a contentment.
Yeah. Right. And a little sneak peek for next week's episode, we had Gad Elmaleh on and he talked a little bit about validation and that hit a big chord with all of us that like the need for validation, man, that's a steep one.
Yeah.
So we won't get it. We talk about it more.
Everybody.
But.
Like it really does not matter whether you are my best friend, my boyfriend, my sister, or someone I never talk to. Like I want everyone to like me.
Well, that's the nature of being a stand-up comedian is that it is a little bit, it's a lot insane where we can tell a joke and get a laugh from the crowd and some mentally well people would just go, okay, well then that worked and I'll never do that again. No, we have to tell it over and over and over to a bunch of different strangers every night because we need validation from everyone.
Yes.
It never ends. It's a bottomless pit.
Yep. Oof. Totally. Do you guys, I have a question. Do you guys have that thing where you need people who dislike, like, do you ever have people where you don't like somebody and then you find out they don't like you and you're like, oh, well, I still want you to like me. Somebody told me that recently that I don't have that. If someone else, if I don't like someone, I don't care if you like me.
Agreed. I'm like that. If I find out that you don't like me, then I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to waste my time trying to get that person to like me. They've already made up their mind about me. Probably not going to change it. But if I don't know if somebody likes me or not, I try to make them like me.
Absolutely.
You know,
it depends who it is for me. If it's an internet troll, I'm like, okay, well, fuck you. I don't care about you. If it's somebody in a position of power who is able to offer something that I want, then feel like, sucks. Oh shit, I really want them to like me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I guess it's a case by case basis.
It is kind of case by case. I guess that's true. Cause I don't know. I had somebody say that about like peers to me recently where they were like, even if I don't like someone, I still want them to like me. And I'm like, if I dislike one of my peers, then you know, I don't really care if they like me, but if I like them and I respect them, then I really care and I don't want to make them upset in any way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That quote.
I know. Wasn't that great?
That was a good quote.
That's like tattoo level,
level
where it's like I need. There's just
on
certain
your
things.
Wrist.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. There's a lot of things that I would benefit from reading every day on my own body. Like just like
seriously
seeing it constantly.
That's worth framing. That's
totally
up there with the Beyonce quote.
Totally
excellent.
Yeah. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com.
CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've been thinking about getting hypnotized.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be really interesting.
Hypnosis is the one thing that helped my mom with weight loss. She tried everything, every diet, every plan, whatever program, whatever, and then she did positive changes. And it's been, I think, like 10 years at least, and she still listens to... They like make you your own CD. Like you go to a session and they record it. So it's really powerful. Like they're saying your name.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And she still listens to it every night. I'll like sometimes if I'm home and I like sometimes I sleep with my mom, even though I'm 28 because like my childhood bed is tiny and I just like I don't even care. I'll get in my mom's big bed with her and she'll play it and I fall asleep in like 5 seconds. It's creepy.
Really?
Like hypnosis tapes are. No joke.
That's so interesting.
But I think I need it for myself to not be so mean to myself because I actually don't know how to stop. I've been in therapy for so long and it's like I think I need some sort of higher power, some sort of situation like a hypnotherapist to actually get in my head and be like, no, this is...
Oh my God. Cam just walked in very abruptly and scared the shit out of all of us. Oh, it's because the World Series is about to be on and he's real pumped. Oh, it's on right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
I wish our camera had been recording because you would have seen sheer terror.
Holy
wow. Wow.
I've been to a hypnotherapist. It did nothing for me.
Really?
What? I sat on a couch. It laid down. It did the whole thing.
You weren't open to it.
Maybe I wasn't. I was super young, and I probably thought it was stupid going into it.
Yeah.
But no, I just like, okay, when is this going to be over? You know?
Really?
But I think I only went once, though, so I'm sure you have to kind of keep going. And I was a shitty 15-year-old kid, so like, probably wasn't going to work
on
me.
I'm like desperate. I'm like, I want it. I
need
help.
Then it probably will. I think it's a mental thing too. Like if you go in, like I really want this to work, it probably has a way better chance of working.
Totally.
Yeah. The neural pathways, like it's so fucking deep for me. It's been my whole life with everything, with school, with sports. It's just, I feel like I've lost faith that just therapy alone is going to end up fixing it for me because I just feel like I don't have the tools to actually stop being like the worst person to myself and like sucking joy out of every day.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get that. If that works, please tell me.
I will.
I should drink more.
Right. Okay.
Take a couple shots and relax. Take a bath. That's why you hate baths.
I love it. I know. There's no helping me.
Oh, God.
All right. So I think we had an advice question.
Yeah. We had a good one.
We had a really good one.
Really
this
good.
This is some intense stuff right here. So everybody strap in. This is from a listener. They said don't use my name, so I'm not going to.
Cool.
This question is, I have been with my girlfriend for over a year now, and I still struggle with something kind of big. She sucks at adulting. Ooh, they put it in bold. She forgets to pay her car and phone bills. She has horrible credit, numerous unpaid loans and bills, doesn't even have insurance on her car, and has unpaid tickets in another state. And because of that, has since had her license suspended and registration revoked.
Ooh.
And she doesn't seem to care. I am super type A, 25-year-old homeowner. Good for you.
Wow. Hey.
Damn. Oh, my gosh.
I think I was still sharing a room at 25.
Oh, yeah. Man, pay all my bills on time, handle finances for my parents, etc., which I know is weird for someone at my age. So her not handling her shit stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And she can't seem to muster up any sort of motivation to even care about getting the shit done. Unless I go and do all of this shit for her, what the hell can I do aside from sit back, watch it unfold, and stress out all the fucking time? I've explained to her that it bothers me and that it is important to handle this stuff, not just for herself, but for us. But she doesn't seem to understand how it affects me. Help.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's such a tough one.
So I don't think she wants us to say her name. What are
she
we calling her?
Let's call her...
Wait, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Her girlfriend. So let's call her Cindy. Her name's not Cindy.
Cindy.
No one's named Cindy. Anymore.
Nobody's named Cindy. Yeah, that's definitely not a name.
Only the top foosball player in the world.
That's it.
Really?
Of women.
Shut up, you nerd.
Of women, yeah.
It's reserved for that girl.
Yeah, who is she?
She is in her 50s.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy Head from Alabama.
Cindy Head.
Come on, Cindy.
Yeah, all right. Oh, Cindy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a question.
Such a hard question.
That, I mean, here's the thing. I was in a relationship like that with somebody, and it didn't work out. Yeah. I think it's exhausting getting your own shit together, let alone having to get somebody else's shit together. You just feel like you're dragging a dead body around.
Yeah.
It's just, you need a partnership. You need to be in a relationship with somebody who's bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
It's,
I wish I knew how long they'd been together.
Me too.
Or if they lived together, or what that situation is, because, I kind of feel like that person needs a wake up call.
Yeah.
And, I imagine that person comes from being like very heavily coddled, or almost like abandoned in a way, like did not have any sort of parental guidance, or had somebody doing everything for them. And now they're just like, well, guess we'll see what happens, but I don't really feel like there's consequences. That's a really extreme one. I mean, I've been in situations where I'm like, I wish that person would like be more aware of that bill needing to be paid, or maybe not make that sort of a financial decision. But I mean, that is a long list of shit that person has.
That was a lot of things.
That's tough.
I got anxious just listening to that.
Well, yeah, and it makes it sound like they've been together a while. If that list happened in a few months, oh shit.
Oh yeah, and it sounds like they've had the conversation, and her partner just doesn't seem to be receptive to it, which is one thing, because I think there are a lot of people who are with, you know, guy or girl, like there are people who are with those people who haven't had the conversation yet.
Yeah.
And so they're struggling with it on their own. And then maybe once they have the conversation, the other person's like, oh, if this is going to work, we need to get it together.
Right.
But if you've had the conversation and she just really is like, there's nothing wrong here, then you can't do anything about it. And if it's just going to keep stressing you out. Again, I don't know what your deal is. If you guys, it sounds like you probably live together, doesn't it?
Or at least see each other a lot and very close.
From the way she was talking about it, it sounds like they live together. Because if you didn't live with the person, I think it would be easier to put up with that stuff, because you have your own separate lives.
Right.
But when you're living with someone, they're, you know, contributing to rent and utilities. And like,
right.
So they're, you know, kind of responsible for a lot of stuff that affects you.
I would say my advice would be like, If you've already told them how you feel and they're not at least making some effort to change or do things or get their shit together, I think you should take care of yourself and leave. And maybe you leaving will be a wake-up call, and maybe they will get their shit together and you can figure it out later on. But it sounds like you are
probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. But it sounds like you already have a lot on your plate. You're handling your parents' finances too at 25.
Yeah.
You already got shit going on. You don't need another thing. Like, that's exhausting.
You're also, you sound very mature for 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to your girlfriend's credit, you know, being a hot mess at 25, you know, not that there's plenty of people who are hot messes at 25.
Totally.
You know,
totally.
Figure it out. But at a certain point, like, you sound like you're, you know, 35.
You're way ahead of the game for 25. But, you know, if you're ahead of the game for 25, maybe you need to be with a 30-something-year-old, you know, stuff to think about.
Yeah. Also, sometimes I think this could be like a good maybe half step before taking a full breakup. If you're still feeling like, I don't know if I can pull the plug, you could suggest going to see a financial advisor together as like a partnership thing. Because I know for me and my relationships, because I'm so type A and often I'm with somebody that's like not at quite that like neurotic level, especially with finances and bills, sometimes you come off as like very judgy and like, and they feel like maybe you're just making too big a deal of it because you're not like them. Mm-hmm. However, if you are around an actual financial professional who's like, no, this is like, it's illegal to not have car insurance. You need these things, because if you don't, these are the consequences. People can come repossess your car or whatever. Like, maybe take her with you to somebody that can provide that, like, third party perspective.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Because I've also been in this situation, as we all have, where, you know, the other person was just like totally fine with where they were and was at a point where it's like, you should probably, you know, and there's no good way. The fact that you've already talked about it is good. It's not great that she's not responding well or at all, it sounds like, but just being in that weird space of like tiptoeing around somebody else and trying not to be judgmental, but also trying to communicate, like, I just have your best interests in mind, is like, it's really hard.
It's tough. I think for me, it's also been helpful to be like, look, when your shit isn't in order, it affects me. Like, yes, it's more than just, it's more than just you. So I think that's a helpful perspective to take as well, if that's not fully getting through to them. So it's a tough situation. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Keep us updated. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, please email us. Not just this question, but anybody who has questions, comments, concerns, needs advice, selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Obviously no hyphens, all one word.
Yeah.
We love this. We love getting to connect with you guys. It's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got lots of advice to give, because they're all very anxious and type A.
Yes. Do we want to talk about our yoga experience?
Hell yeah. Bless you, Kelsey.
Excuse me. We just shot a little sizzle for ourselves, a little fun video that we'll probably be sharing with you guys at some point, where we decided to go to my yoga studio and kind of feel out a session, and it was really hilarious. Like, we all
white heat yoga
in North Hollywood. They're wonderful. We all had very different experiences.
Very much so.
I've been going to yoga for many years, especially like the heated yoga. I really love it. You, Taylor?
I'd gone to like half a class.
Okay.
At a 24-hour fitness once.
Okay.
And I have tried yoga a few times very unsuccessfully.
Okay.
At like a 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
Or in my bedroom watching a YouTube video.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was unsuccessful again for me. I can't touch my toes. I've never been able to. I think I've talked about this on another podcast, but I don't know if you remember those like presidential fitness tests in middle school where they like tested your flexibility and endurance and all that. I got above average on anything, but I failed my flexibility, where most like that little box test where you like reach over,
sit down and reach.
Yeah. People were getting like 32 centimeters, 28 centimeters. I got 7 centimeters. That's how bad my flexibility is. The PE teacher thought I was being a smart ass. I'm like, no, I really can't touch my toes. Please don't tell anybody. It's kind of embarrassing. So not good, not flexible. It was rough. It was rough for me.
Yeah. And Taylor, you felt like you'd want to keep going, maybe?
Maybe. I try. You know, it's hard because yoga seems great. But I think I gravitate more towards more like vigorous exercise, like more like stuff you can do like while scowling,
like running a mountain.
Not that yoga isn't vigorous, it is very hard.
Oh yeah,
but it's like you have to be zen. It feels like ballet to me, where like you got to keep your face relaxed but you're doing these really difficult things with your body. Like, that's kind of how I felt about it. And I think I'd like kickboxing or like, you know, just hitting someone.
You're really angry.
I'm an angry lady.
Get it out.
So that's what I would like to get into.
I think you'd like the yoga sculpt classes there, because those are the ones that have the weights.
I like that.
And it's like, it's weights. A blend of a lot. There's like a little bit of kickboxing in it. It's more boot camp. It's
like
push-ups. It's intense. It's the instructor's yelling at you. Like, it is not the zen lotus position, whatever. It's very different.
Although they were talking about that stretching class, and that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I want to do the stretching class.
Yeah.
None of that sounds good to me, I'll be honest. None of that sounds good. I like going for a brisk walk. Cam knows. I like walking around the neighborhood. I like going for a light hike and then an afternoon lunch.
Yes.
I am not about the rigorous exercise. Jordan was so cool from White Heat. Hopefully we can say her name.
Jordan,
she was so
awesome.
Cool. Like, me not liking yoga was definitely not about the instruction I got, because she was a badass.
She's as cool as it comes.
She was really cool. She taught us how to do a headstand, which I failed miserably. But for me, it's like, sometimes the way I feel about yoga is like the benefits don't outweigh the danger for me, because I am so uncoordinated and unflexible. Like, I don't need to do a handstand if it means that I might be snapping my neck. You know
like
what I mean?
You actually feel a level of anxiety that almost like negates the sort of relaxation.
If I feel like, oh, I'm going to snap my neck and be paralyzed forever, or I can, you know, do a handstand and feel good about myself, I'm just not going to do the handstand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, and I feel that with a lot of the yoga moves, because if you do it incorrectly, which I know I am because I'm bad at it, you're going to fuck up your spine forever. So you can really mess up your back. I remember talking to a chiropractor, and he said that 90% of his patients do yoga because they are not doing it correctly and they're messing up their entire spine.
YouTube yoga?
No, they're like going to classes and maybe not getting personalized attention.
Yeah.
Jordan's class seems very different because it's a smaller room. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to be one of those people.
Right.
So I need to do something that I can't really mess myself up too bad.
Yeah. Especially the heated yoga, because you're making every part of you a little bit looser than it usually is in a resting state. And so sometimes you're going to hyperextend or like do something too far that usually you wouldn't be able to. That's been a big mental thing for me in the class, because I'm so competitive, and even in like a yoga class, I'm still looking around at how everybody else is and thinking like, I need to do it as good or better than them. But sometimes you're in a class with people who have been doing it for like 20 years and are at a place that if you try to do that thing they're doing, you're gonna like legit break your neck, like you said.
Yeah.
So it's been good for me too, to like listen to my body and not be so stubborn with myself and be like, okay, you actually can't do that. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you're a failure. That doesn't mean you're doing bad in class. Like, just chill in this part of the pose and that's okay.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, I feel like it goes both ways, because I almost didn't do like, we all tried to do headstands in class, the one we took together. I almost didn't even try to do it because I'm such a worrywart and thought like, if I do this, I'm gonna mess up my neck. It's gonna be bad. And then just something in me was like, no, do it. And I just put my head down, and then I put my knees on my elbows, and all of a sudden I was like, had my legs in the air, and
so
you guys were like, what? And I was sitting there like upside down, like, what? Like, I can't believe
the lead on that one.
I still can't believe I did it. And it is addicting now, where I'm like, I just keep looking for like carpeted surfaces, because my place is all hardwood floor, and I'm like, that sounds painful. But
don't do that.
It's something I want to keep doing now, because I think it taps back into my childhood of being in gymnastics, and it makes me feel like young and not so uptight, because I am such like a scaredy cat now and overthink everything. And it made me feel so good. That truly was this like big rush for me the whole day. It made me feel so good.
That's cool. Really cool. You did really well for your first time.
Yeah, I did like the,
you did like a halfsie, like a frog.
I didn't put my I don't know what all the words are for it.
Yeah.
But I did like the beginner's
handstand. Yeah, the frog.
You held yourself up in a frog position. I couldn't even frog it. Like I don't even know what was good. I couldn't physically hold myself up.
You could have done it if she would have spotted you, like if she would have like held you into the place, so you at least knew what it felt like. I think you would have been fine.
Oof. Yeah,
because there's not a lot of, I don't think it's a lot of strength necessarily that goes into the frog position. It's more just like balance and like letting yourself get there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I forgot to mention though that I have not worked out my arms for about a year and a half, and that so my muscles are actually atrophied. So that's probably why I couldn't hold myself up, because before my boob job, I was told by the doctor, you can't work out your muscles for 6 months before surgery. They want your pecs to be like non-existent. They want it to be really soft and malleable. So when they put them in there, they're just like, boop, they pop right in. So I didn't work out. Yeah. And then when I got them done, they're like, you can't work out your arms for 6 months after surgery. So I'm like, all right.
Geez.
And then it's been a year and a half. And I'm like, I just haven't worked out my arms for a year and a half. I could have started working out like 6 months ago, my arms, and I just stopped.
Wow.
So I used to have great upper body strength, and now they're just like fucking, it's just a spaghetti noodle flopping in the wind. So
finger bod in front of a car dealership.
Yeah. So, but maybe if I do a couple push-ups, I can get to the frog status.
We believe in you.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I don't know, the hot yoga thing. I don't know. If I want to be surrounded by heat, I think I'll just sit in a hot tub. You know? I want my muscles to loosen up and do a couple little, I don't know, swirly moves.
Little shoulder shimmies.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where I'm at.
We're at that time, so we're gonna now transition into our live episode that we recorded last week. I really hope you guys enjoy it, and
come see us on November 28th.
Yes, please. Mark your calendars, and we will talk to you next week. Enjoy this episode. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Yeah,
this is really exciting.
We had to be like, we had to be serious comedians and not get all like, yeah, but we were in the back just like, everyone's so nice.
Yeah, we were calling out pretty hard.
If you don't know who we are or what you're doing here, we're a podcast that reviews different self-help materials. Every episode we pick a different method or guru or just anything at
we
all.
We decide if we like it or if we think it's bullshit.
Yeah, so, or a little bit of both.
Because
we do think a lot of it's bullshit, but then we're also like three white ladies, so we're like kind of into most of it.
We're kind of into a lot of it. Yeah. We've also converted some people. Like I've been super into feng shui forever. Taylor was a big feng shui hater, and now this bitch all about it.
Oh, she's so into it. I'm really into it.
Yeah. You gonna move your bed?
I'm gonna move your bed.
Soon as Taylor moves her bed, she's going to be in a relationship. That's how that works. Guys, you move your bed to the middle.
So this is what do you guys know about feng shui? Kind of that idea of like energy and all that.
Make noise if you don't know what feng shui is.
All right. Okay, we're in LA. My boyfriend is like, I've told him all about it.
Yeah, Cam, you can just sleep. So in feng shui, they say that if your bed is up against a wall, that you're not inviting another person into your life for a relationship because they can't physically get in except by going like over one side of the bed.
Yeah.
And so Taylor.
Or like climbing over you.
Yeah. Taylor's been shutting love out and keeping the bed by the wall, and now she said she's ready to pull it out. So we're excited.
Pull it out. Stick it in. That's what I say.
God. Okay. We don't usually work blue. But,
We guys were going to read off some quotes that you guys wrote down. There's so many good ones.
Can I just say
I saw something really funny? Somebody wrote this as their favorite quote and their least favorite quote, and it's, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." Which somebody hates it, somebody loves it. So shout out to you guys for that.
They hate and love the same person hates it.
No, one person hates it as their least favorite, and one person loves it. Like this is
two
separate pieces of paper.
Make
some
noise if you hate it. Where's the person that wrote they hate it? Or if anyone, you don't have to have written it if you just hate it.
Yeah.
Let me start this off. Bullshit.
Sometimes it's hard to be the change unless you've seen the change happen.
I don't think you could be the change unless you're Obama. That's what I think.
I think if you're
out there like, I'm going to be the change I see in the world, I'm like, shut up, Tiffany.
Pipe down.
This one made me laugh very hard. For somebody's least favorite quote, they said, "Fucking live, laugh, love."
Yeah.
They actually said fucking before it.
Is that a quote or is that an American Eagle ad?
Oh,
no, I think it's both. They sell a lot of that shit in Target, the live, laugh, love.
It's the college dorm decor.
Yeah, it's on everybody's wall. That is like,
Target, like, there's like multiple documentaries about how Target, like, kills children or something, right?
What?
I feel like Target like exploits
what
children.
Was like hard not yes.
Someone hard not it. I feel like someone's brought this to my attention recently, and I have been really advocating for Target for years, so I'm like very concerned about it. I have a lot of tweets that are like, I just love Target.
You do love Target.
I love Target.
This is a great one. At least you did it once, my mom. That's excellent. And
that's
it's true.
Hilarious.
Hey, you gotta try, even if
you did it once.
At least you did it once, and whoever wrote it, their mom said it to them.
My boyfriend wrote this.
Okay. At least you did do it once. That's great.
His mom didn't know how to like be supportive of stand-up, and so she's like, at least you did it once. Like, that's not what you say to somebody following their dream.
Keep encouraging them for a while.
Do it twice, see what happens. That's a new quote.
That's lame. I got one. This is actually a pretty good one. This one says, least favorite quote, "Love you to the moon and back, barf." That person had a bad Tinder date recently. I was just like, you piece of shit, Devin. This one's pretty good. This is a Kurt Vonnegut quote. It says, "I want to stay as close to the edge as I can without going over. Out on the edge, you see all kinds of things you can't see from the center."
That is good.
And also terrifying.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna stay in the center.
I'm
afraid of heights, so I'm not gonna leave too far.
I don't know. I feel like this is kind of like a douchey quote you use to like get someone to sleep with you.
Yeah,
it's
a little long.
Yeah, it's a little long, and it's a little just like I can't, and it's like, oh, but I like to stay as close to the edge as I can without going on. And they're just like, oh my god, you're right. I've been living life in the center. Who's Kurt Vonnegut?
Yeah, that's true. Oh man. Oh, this was also written by Kane. I'm going to ask Kelsey this question. Am I making love too fast or too beautifully? I don't know, Kelsey. Can you answer that for the room? Maybe, Kane, if you want to take notes, whip out your notepad and let's figure this out once and for all.
I love that either way I answer, it's a win for you. Too fast or too beautiful?
I think too fast is not a win. So yeah. Just if you write that down, Kane, just do the beautifully stuff. That's great.
This is the perfect forum to hash that stuff out, by the way.
Yeah. Anybody else want to air their grievances?
Just half the audience is our boyfriends asking, is my dick okay? can we talk about our dick in front of all these witnesses?
Yes, Cam, your dick is great. Just keep going.
I feel like, I don't know if these quotes are from dudes or not, but I do feel like a lot of the questions are like sweet, tender questions. Like,
they are.
One guy wrote in all caps, "How do I find love?"
Oh, maybe that was a guy.
Or maybe it was a girl.
This is very androgynous handwriting.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. Kind of Fraggle Rockish.
How did you find love?
Fraggle Rockish.
Scribble it.
Well, I feel like we've all found love through coworkers, in a sense.
Yeah, right? We like to shit where we eat.
Yeah, we like to see roll around and they get it on our faces.
Okay, well, speak for yourself. Jeez, Lenny always takes it a little too far.
Yeah, that's
gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how I found love.
Oh, is that a question? Oh.
I mean,
there's several questions on here. One is, how do I find love? And the next one is, how did you all meet your current boyfriends?
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's through where
I was technically his boss.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So he had no choice, is what I'm saying. He was told what to do. He did a great job. And I gave him a promotion.
You got expenses? Okay. Well, then let's fucking do this. I'll never be a boss ever because I can't hit on my employees at all.
Oh man!
You need food because
I know you'd still wear this if you were a boss and literally no one would ever.
Shark in the boardroom.
I
talked to a woman at a show once who told me that she was with her boyfriend and she goes, "We met at work." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Was he your boss?" And she goes, "Yeah, he was my boss." And I go, "Oh," and she goes, "And then he fired me." And I was like, what a ballsy dude that you fire somebody and then you go for it? Like, how do you even do that? Just like, all right, you're fired. Okay, so now that you don't know where your next meal's coming from, how about dinner on Friday? Like, that's just as fit.
Dude, that was something kind of embarrassing. I work at Paramount, and the first time my boyfriend and I did it, Mom, the first time we did it,
oh, God, this is so uncomfortable.
I said, "Get over here and Paramount me." And that's how love happens, okay? I kept that kind of deep inside until now.
That's
for you guys.
Did I ever tell you that the time I lost my virginity, it was like so late that I turned to the guy and just went, wanna have sex and see if I cry?
Oh my god, that was awful.
There's a lot in it for me.
What did he do? I hope he got soft immediately.
He was into it, yeah.
Ew.
He wasn't into it, but he laughed. You know, it was funny.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Oh, you didn't cry.
I was pretty stoic about it. It was like, it was a good experience.
I cried.
You cried?
Because of the latex. Yeah.
Right. The allergy.
Physical pain, not like a heart thing.
We were playing John Mayer. I asked my mom, I like scheduled my virginity loss. Because I had one of those cool moms, kind of like, you got a cool mom.
Karen.
I was with him for like, I think, 3-4 months. My first serious love. And I asked my mom, I was like, I would like to have Adam over and we'd like to have sex for the first time on Saturday night. Would that be okay with you? And she's like, yeah, I'll go to a movie. It's like, great, okay.
That's insane.
Yeah, wow. That happened. She's like, just be safe. Just so we were safe, which ended up being like,
very dangerous for me. And it burned and it was horrible. So
that makes me furious. That's like when I find out that friends of mine didn't have religious upbringings, and I'm just like, so you just never even think about what is gonna happen after? Like, I'm just like, so your mom was just cool as shit? Oh my god.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Your mom is amazing.
Yeah,
also,
is.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she trusted.
Older, are you kind of like, now that you're older, are you kind of like, what were you doing?
Are you still scheduling stuff with me?
I don't know. She
is. I'm not trying to angle with Kate for the first time, mom. Can you pencil me in?
Oh, God. I'm going to fly back to Spokane, Washington just to do anal in my childhood bed.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Don't move anything. I want Mr. Cuddles to watch.
Oh, God.
I like that style of parenting where you kind of let them figure it out so they don't rebel. I think I've said it before on the podcast. We grew up with a candy drawer, and my mom just kept a drawer in the kitchen full of like chocolate and junk food. And so my brother and I learned how to ration it out for ourselves so we wouldn't go crazy. And then if we had friends over who came from really strict households, they would destroy the drawer and feel really sick. But those are the parents that were like, you get one piece every 4 weeks of chocolate.
Right.
And then those people get crazy sometimes, and they become, you know, like drug addicts and shit because they just like need to rebel all the time. I mean, I know they've been strict parents, so I don't mean to like blanket you. You also are very clean and good and you're pure of heart.
I have a lot of friends' parents, like in fifth grade, being like, you know you're gonna go crazy, right? And I'm like, Jesus. Mr. Johnson, leave me alone. Like, it was weird. Like, they were just, like, predicting my downfall. Where I'd be like, my dad grounded me because I got a B plus, and they're like,
ooh,
you're gonna do math. And I'm just like, okay.
They smell the comedy
they
career.
Smell the comedy. I know, comedy is, like, the craziest thing.
It is the meth of careers, let's be
real. It is the meth of careers.
It's for broken people. My mom is still hoping I quit and become a doctor. That's why she's here.
And, like, are you really, like, Karen?
Just like, it's fine. I'm halfway there.
You're doing
I'm in a
great.
White outfit, so
yeah.
I'm halfway there.
It's a little late. Your daughter shows her tits for meatball recipes. So I don't know a lot of paths that veer off that far and then get back over to doctors. You know?
Maybe I'll be a plastic surgeon.
Hey, that's there you
hey,
go.
Hey, Mom. There you go. Keep the dream alive, Mom. Keep it alive.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a question?
Describe your power outfit. What makes you feel most attractive, sexy, powerful, like a badass bitch, etc.?
I am wearing mine.
Yeah, I am.
The truth is, I needed a Halloween costume that I could wear a jacket with, because again, I'm not gonna not wear a jacket. I've been over this. I'm a fat child. No one's seen my upper arms since third grade, so I have been wearing a jacket for most of my life, and I didn't want to compromise that for like a holiday. No, thank you.
I will make it work somehow. It's so nice.
This is a costume, and I have never felt better. Like, I want to wear a blazer all the time. If I could perform in a suit and like Nikes, like Jerry Seinfeld, I would.
Yeah.
I can't do it until I have enough money.
Hillary pantsuit all the way. I've told you before.
Yeah. Okay. What's your power outfit?
I like a good flannel. Oh, man, I have flannel and jeans and some boots.
She's not
going to
be a
good
doctor, Karen.
like a tight fit flannel. Not too tight.
Tight flannel?
Not too tight. Yeah.
That's
like
not
a
form
fitting flannel.
A form fitting.
Yeah, you go to Forever 21, they're like $8.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still
that's
a
true.
Loose shirt.
I feel hot in it.
Okay, sorry. I don't know why I'm shitting on your power outfit.
Shitting on my power outfit.
I'm sorry. It's right. A shark fin. It's going to my head.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you're really feeling
literally. I'm really sorry, everyone.
Boo.
This is a great visual bit for the podcast. The post photos. So everyone's like, what are they talking about? Do you have a power outfit, or do you just have power makeup?
I do have a lot of power makeup. It's
gonna
need a fucking power wash off of my face, like go through the car wash. This is so shellacked on. Can you guys see these fake eyelashes?
I see them.
I'm going blind. It's bad.
It looks so pretty though. Every time I look at you, I'm just like, oh my god.
Do they come off easily, or is it like kind of like?
Mm-hmm. It takes skin off. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. Oh, I'm trying to teach them how to like be ladies,
mm-hmm.
and it's tough. She had like a little bagel in her jeans.
Yeah,
it's a costume.
It's tough,
but I also love
it. It's, I don't know. It's
I don't
pretty
think so. I might try it more often. It's very convenient for a snack.
I like this. I like bodysuits from Forever 21. We just want to be sponsored by Forever 21. We're trash. We have very, very low standards. We just like disposable clothing, basically. Everything's like $4 there. So, yeah.
Dude, I'm in my 20s. Like, I'm not going to... Yeah, I don't need it lasts.
I did buy my
first... Luck, I'll be dead by 30. Am I right?
I bought my first shirt from J. Crew the other day, and I was like, this is the end. This is how it all ends, and you start shopping at J. Crew. Ooh,
that's good.
Anybody here shop at J. Crew?
No. Everyone's like, no.
It is
cool
the old
shit.
Didn't realize.
That's for old people.
Ooh, this is a good question. Is it okay if the woman is the breadwinner?
I think we just...
Of course, as Taylor was talking about.
Sometimes you gotta be.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's all. I think it's okay. I mean, as long as, you're happy and fine. Is it a girl's handwriting or a guy's handwriting?
I don't know. I mean,
if it's a girl's handwriting, yes, absolutely. You go, girl. Yes, queen. If it's a dude, no, get a job.
True. I mean, I think it's fine. It depends on the situation, really.
The
stay-at-home dad situation sounds pretty good.
Doesn't it? Oh my gosh. I would honestly love that. It's like a bit, but it's also completely 100% true. Like, I would love just a dude who had a degree and was like a lawyer, and then as soon as he met me and I was making enough money, I could just be like, why don't you just stay home? Like, why don't you just take care of these kids that we made with our surrogate robot? Like, this is already just fine, and it's a lot. So I don't want to ruin this, like my vessel. So why don't we just make these kids, and you can care for them, and I'll come home and visit them throughout their childhood.
Mom of the year over here. Jesus.
Hey, you know what? It sounds harsh, but it's how I feel. You know, at this point in time, I'm very selfish.
Yeah, I tried, we talked about adopting in the car. We went to Las Vegas to record an episode with Brian Regan, and Taylor very earnestly asked Delaney and I, like, would you guys ever adopt? And Delaney's like, oh yeah, I do it. And I was like, oh God, no. I was like, adopting is like babysitting forever. And Taylor was like, oh my God, that's awful.
I've told like 4 people that joke. It's so funny.
I tried it on stage, and I have never felt more judgment in a row by people looking at me like,
I think
what
we just felt
a fucking monster.
I'm really sorry. That's my sense of humor.
I truly feel like I would need that level of narcissism when your kid is just being a real piece of shit and like drawing all over the walls and Sharpie and like setting things on fire. You need to be able to look at them and like see your eyes, you know? And be like, okay, you can stay. But if it came out of somebody else, I'd be like, fuck you! Like, get out of here!
Stranger with crayons?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I hope I have unattractive children.
Oh,
because
same.
I feel like they're easier to discipline.
Wait.
Anybody else feel that way?
You want unattractive
I just feel like they're so much nicer to the cute kids. Like, after like being a nanny and working with kids for so long, oh my God, it was so, like, they could be taking a shit on the floor. I'm like, it's okay, I'll get it, you know? But it's like, if the kid,
really?
Like, I don't know, looks a little weird. That sounds awful, but I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
I feel the exact opposite, where I'm like, I hope my kids are unattractive, because if they're good looking, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck does that mean, Rachel? Like, I'm just gonna be so resentful.
Yeah.
If they're hot, like, if I have a hot baby, I'm just gonna be like, what are you gonna do, grow up and put my bra in the freezer? Like, I'm not gonna raise my own bully. Like, I'm gonna take it to the fire station, drop it off, and be like, good luck with this, it's too symmetrical.
Yeah.
Or you just drop it in some oil like Two-Face.
Oh my God. So I guess the topic is abusing children.
I know.
So we figured
out.
We
just lost all our listeners.
I'm glad we got there, though.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I was going to try to bring it back to self-help and be like, well, you should be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no coming back from that.
No, there isn't. I'm going to be like, shut up,
kids, besides Karen.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any kids that aren't us?
I think people are afraid to tell us if they do.
This is a pretty young crowd. Is there anyone with kids? Clap if you have kids.
No one.
No. Literally no one.
Barren
crowds.
I forgot. It's Hollywood too.
It is Hollywood.
Kids.
Everybody here is
75 years old and everybody has kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, as a young crowd, I don't think you should have kids before you're 25, because that's when your brain finishes.
27 now.
What?
They're saying it takes till 27 years old for your frontal lobe to become fully developed.
Oh,
which is what I tell my boyfriend Ken, who's 26, that he is not making, you know, he's not making decisions with the whole part of his brain. It's okay, babe, you'll get there. Catch up.
So that means I'm going to be garbage for another 3 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, awesome. Okay, well, that's good.
I'm fully cooked.
You are fully cooked.
I'm old. It's so weird. I usually don't, I'm 28, but, like, they're both younger than me, so in this group, I'm like, I'm old.
I know.
I watch Jeopardy, and that's it.
And you do, you watch Jeopardy like on YouTube, don't you?
Yeah. My joke is real that we don't have cable, and so if I want to watch Jeopardy, I have to pull it up streaming online.
Oh. You're like my grandpa who just found out what YouTube is, and now he just like watches bullfights.
Yeah.
That's all he does. He just, like, the last time I saw him, he's like, do you know what Amazon is? I was like, yeah. And he goes, I ordered some tools. They got here in 4 days. He was like amazed. He was like, this is incredible. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, there's like Prime shipping. He's like, what? I was like, too much for one day.
Like Lewis and Clark. Yeah, he's out on the trail and you're like, oh, I gotta go find him. I gotta dig him up and bring him up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a weird man.
I have another question if you want.
Yeah.
This one says, my boyfriend wants to have a threesome, but I feel like I'm not smart enough to understand it. What if I freak out?
It's not smart a Rubik's Cube.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, you don't know how shit works, or
yeah.
You don't...
Everybody find a hole and put something in there.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know.
Swag a hole, you know?
Clearly I have a threesome.
Yeah. That's how I have sex. Is this good?
I don't know. I can't do a threesome either. I'm not interested. There's already a lot going on with two people, so I get what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I already feel like one person is like a bop it. Where you got it? Twist it!
It is a lot. Whoa.
I had sex.
I thought you said you lost
ago.
Your virginity. Yeah.
Yeah. That was earlier. That was very recently. What time is it right now?
So, Kelsey, you said you want a threesome.
Yeah, I want a threesome.
With who or what?
I would do
or
either.
What? I don't know. There's a lot of things out there these days.
He just brings home a chair. He's like, eh? Yeah. So this on someone's lawn, and I thought, that has a hole in it.
Yeah.
Kelsey will find a way.
Yeah. I don't know. I do either guy or girl. I've been pretty open on the podcast that I've like made out with girls before, and but I also like I don't really want to like venture with my face down into their parts.
Right.
This girl, she's like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's a whole
different
thing.
Absolute correct.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. Like a guy would be cool to, but then I don't want to like.
And Kane's gonna deal with another dick around.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. It will probably never happen. But
I don't want to have a. I don't want to have a physical threesome. But I just like two guys would just be like really dope at the same time.
Just words.
Yeah.
I don't know. So ignore myself.
Yeah, that'd be.
That would be
the best. That would
sound also, like, I feel like somebody's gonna whip the dick out right after. Like, I feel like you can't be like, you're really cool, and then nothing happens. Like, you know?
Yeah, well, no, and then you all watch a movie or something.
Okay.
Oh my God, you were 5 years old. What a fucking teenager.
Alright, you know what? Screw you guys. I didn't have an orgasm until I was 19.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Anyway. Have you had threesomes?
What?
How was it? Is it okay that we're asking you? I don't want to put
she's
you
in
love you.
Nobody knows who she is.
Yeah.
No, she's Robin Sparkles.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, nobody knows her true identity.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
she doesn't speak
anonymous.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not.
Was
right.
It, who was it with or what was it with?
Why are you saying that? Do you think anybody would be like, it was with my boyfriend and our vibrator? Like, you think anybody?
No.
Have you ever gotten off with a pool noodle? Like, what do you think?
How big are you?
Yeah,
a pool noodle? Have you given birth to 17 kids? A pool noodle should not fit on there. I'm concerned.
I don't know, people do stuff with like food on the internet, like an orange peel and shit.
An
you guys have
orange
videos?
Peel?
Maybe I'm going like deep dark
that
internet
stuff. That smells
so.
Good.
I guess. I don't know.
Potpourri
so,
pussy.
No one wants that.
Okay, so you had one threesome. Was it with two guys or?
Yeah, I'm like Kelsey.
Yeah.
You're like Kelsey, you don't want to go down there, so it's two dudes.
Two dudes.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
And we were just all friends.
We're all friends.
Good for you.
Very drunk.
So it wasn't premeditated?
No.
Oh.
No. I can't believe it happened.
Spread all that. What a Beyonce. I love it.
Yeah,
I know.
I felt like Beyonce.
You felt like Beyonce?
And, like, if Jay-Z and, like, I don't know, Kanye West were.
Whoa.
Whoa.
If Jay-Z and Kanye West were having a threesome with you, that's how it felt? So they were black guys.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I bet that's what you meant.
I bet you wish
have,
they were.
That's kind of like a gross question. I don't want to get too graphic, but like, do they finish at the same time? Or is like one guy finished and the other guy just like sits in the corner and just like eats a sandwich?
I'm done.
What do they do?
A little like
this.
Really?
Wait.
This one
guy
like in the corner like pulling goldfish out of his backpack.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Like,
how far does this go? Alright, so how quick was everyone finishing? Teen Angel, Cheryl Tamer,
the creepiest ball bar.
The show today. So it was in the back of a car in a parking lot because we're classy.
Wow.
And so one of them just decided to just keep going with me. The other one was like making out, but then was kind of like doing his own thing.
Okay.
And then at some point, like I was, we were all very drunk. At some point, that guy had to pee, and he just left. Like, he just left and was like, I gotta go pee. Found a place to pee, and I was like, should we stop? Like, do you stop in the middle?
Yeah.
Is it a two-some middle? And it was just kind of like, well, we're just gonna keep going. He'll come back and join us.
Yeah.
Wait, did he come
did
back?
Did he jump back in?
He did.
Oh, hey. Fuck out, dude. Double Dutch. Getting right in. He was waiting.
Oh,
that hole open?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were like, and we never saw him again.
That would have been hysterical if you had just as sweet. You still all hang out? I love that you just left it. Yeah, if you just never came back.
How
you just
long
got distracted at the gas station.
I don't even remember. I think earlier this year.
You don't even remember? You think earlier this year? You were really drunk. Oh, okay.
Did you also time travel?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Never happened again. That was a one and done.
I mean, it was actually, it ended up really fine. Usually threesomes end horribly,
but it ended up fine? Everybody get theirs?
We're all chill, yeah.
You're all chill. Wow, look at
so
in a car is very ambitious.
It was a big car.
Was it a limo?
No.
Then it was too small. Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Well, I feel very boring.
I
know.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, I feel so good.
Made your friendship closer, huh?
We are closer.
You are closer?
Yeah.
Do they ever check in?
We
are
closer.
How have you been doing since spring?
Yeah. It's more like, hey, you know, I've been inside you, what's up?
Hey, I've been inside you, what up?
I thought that's how most text messages go, though.
Yeah. Isn't that
so,
all of us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how we text each other.
Yeah.
Been inside each other's hearts.
It's true.
Sorry, everybody.
Thank you for that.
Usually I'm only bombing for YouTube, but this is special.
Shut up, you're killing it. We've got a few more minutes before we got to wrap this up, so how do we want to close this?
I mean, we had that one advice question. Does anyone have any advice questions that they've thought of over the course of the last 27 minutes that they want to? I know that was, you know,
was
not intimidating at all. I mean, she just talked about a car threesome. If
yeah.
you're sitting there like, I don't know if I can talk about my career troubles, nut up.
Yeah.
We didn't have that one.
Is, how do I get better at being lazy?
Okay,
you
well,
are the person to answer.
I know,
that.
Honestly, no, I've been trying
yeah.
to do that. Cam,
oh,
my boyfriend
true.
Knows because I can't relax. Like, I don't know if anybody else is like that, where your just wheels are always spinning, like to-do lists in your head. I do find that a glass of wine helps immensely, but I know you can't always rely on that. So I just got a therapist to help me with my workaholism.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
thank you so much. But it's awful because I can't fit her into my schedule. Like, I seriously, like, I saw her one time and I haven't been able to go back yet. I'm like, I'll see you in 3.5 weeks. Is that cool? And she's like, oh boy, we have a long way to go. But yeah, I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Being lazy is hard for me. Like, I don't think that comes naturally to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot relax. Even if I'm on the couch sitting next to Cam, I'm still, like, on my phone answering emails or, like, you know, writing to-do lists and crazy shit.
I pissed Kane off a couple days ago. I've done this before where he's like, let's start a movie, let's watch Sleepy Hollow. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. I probably don't want to finish it though because I'm going to get up and like write some emails and stuff like that halfway through. He's like, well, then why would we watch it? Like, why don't you want to watch a whole movie? And but I'm good with like half a movie, and then my brain's got to keep like checking shit off the to-do list and like, you know what I mean? And he hates it. He cannot stand it.
I love that movie. It'd be like a spooky anxiety ghost. It's like, checklist.
I get that's in my mouth.
It's tough. Are you good at being lazy, Taylor? Can you do it?
I mean, I don't know. It depends. I can be.
Your costume speaks for itself. Yeah.
There's an opening for a new host. No, I mean, you know what? For the record, I ordered a costume a week ago. I was going to be Ferris Bueller. I saw it online. Doesn't look good. It didn't fit. I got an extra small, but it is for a man. And it only came with half the outfit, because they're like, everybody has slacks and a t-shirt. No, we don't. That's why I bought the costume. That was the pictures on the box. So I got like a vest and a jacket. And look, I kind of hoped the jacket would look cool, so I could just wear the jacket in life, and then nobody would notice. Like, they'd be like, oh, that looks kind of familiar. And I'd just be like, what? Look over there. Like, I was hoping, I was just kind of buying a jacket, but it didn't look good. So then today I was like, I have this red skirt, and then I'll be a devil, and then they were all sold out, so then I found a shark fin, and I thought it was funny. Apparently not.
It's excellent. I should have told everybody about it. I was Spicoli tonight, and people are just like, who the fuck are you? You just got nipples on a t-shirt, which I do, but that's, I don't know. Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Okay.
Nobody?
One flat.
That's
why there was a bagel in her
reaction to your, she just went,
yeah, I've seen the movie. I get it. There's a bagel in your pants. Nobody cares.
I mean, we were all going to dress as dudes from the 80s. That way, and Dillian is the only one who followed through. And it didn't work out.
Yeah,
so well.
I'm squeezing the juice dry for Harley Quinn. I've had this for like 2 years now.
It's good.
It looks great. We're into
it.
Well, I mean, do you want to do the one? There's an advice question we've been putting off doing on the podcast, so we can do it now.
We'll do it real quick, and then
we gotta wrap it up.
I think I can remember it from the top of my head. We had a listener email in, and their advice question was, I go to therapy, and I'm trying to get my partner to also go to therapy, but they are really resistant to it. Do you guys have any suggestions on how to encourage them to do that? So, I know for me personally, I've been in therapy for like 5 years and I love it, but in a relationship, that's something that like they have to do on their own, because even if you nag them enough into going, they're not going for them, they're just going for you, and like eventually they'll hate it and stop. So I think it's so tough. It's such a hard thing to do.
I would say you talking about how much you love therapy kind of made me want to get into it.
Yeah.
So maybe if you go yourself and you talk about the benefits of it enough, maybe somebody will be like, all right, I think I'll try it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't force people to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Do it for you.
You can't really force anybody to do anything. Like, whenever someone's like, how do you get your partner to do this? I'm like, you don't. You just like, you make peace with it, or you find a new partner. You wait in the bushes for them to get good, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's it tell? Like, you can't really change anybody. They have to make those decisions on their own, which is hard when you're right, you know?
Correct.
But I don't know.
I feel like therapy in general is one of those things that it never will make you a worse person by going to therapy. It will only help you figure your shit out more. It might be painful at times, you know? Like, it's not...
Mr. James McAvoy and Split.
Oh my god.
Anybody see Split?
Yeah.
I came in halfway through and I was like, what the fuck is this? This is scary.
It's pretty scary.
I still kind of want to fuck James McAvoy, though.
100%. That's why that movie was confusing, because parts, he was like still kind of James McAvoy.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey. And then he was like, nah.
Gonna kill you. Yeah.
And then he was like a little kid and you're like, oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I got mad at him every 45. Like, you know how, like, when you break up with someone and you get mad that you're not attracted to them anymore, and you're just like, I used to be, and now you're different, and why? You know?
Right.
Like, that's how it felt that whole movie.
Yeah. It was a vaginal mind fuck.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Well, we gotta wrap up because there's another show, but
yeah.
We cannot thank you guys enough.
Seriously.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Oh my.
Yay!
Thank you guys.
Yes. Oh, you should have on the t-shirts up here. We have t-shirts for sale right outside the door. There's one that says, crawl in the direction of your dreams, and this is how we live now. They're $20. We've got small through double X. We take cash and card. So come get one if you want, or come say bye, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you guys.